Alrighty. Hey gang. Welcome back, you guys. Happy Sunday. episode 135 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning, you guys. I'm Matt, as always. And how are ya? Hope you guys are having a great week, great couple weeks. Been a while since I've seen ya. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hope you guys are doing great. I'm doing good. I'm having a really nice Sunday morning. Not too early here, kind of slept in a little bit and been having a good run here. So hope you guys are doing well too. So yeah, so I haven't seen you for a couple weeks. I've been enjoying my summer. Hope you guys have too. How are you guys doing? You guys staying the course and making some progress? I hope so. Hope you guys are doing good and feeling well. I've been doing great, you guys. I've been having a really good run. It's been about a month, I guess, maybe a little more, 6 weeks probably, since I changed over to my homegrown cows. So I've been just eating basically, you know, my own cows, a little bit of brisket sliced thin and fried like I like it. And that's pretty much it. I haven't been to the store for 4 weeks, actually. And it's been really good for me. So I've been feeling good, you guys. I've been having a good run. My food supply is stable. I've been really, really stable in my menu because I'm not shopping. And it's been paying off, to be honest with you. I've been having I've been feeling great. I haven't, you know, it's, as you guys know, throughout my course of Zero Carb, I've definitely had some ups and downs. And as you guys know, I still, you know, struggle sometimes with processing fat and have some sick nights. Well, as I think Robin noted, the last time I was eating my own homegrown meat, or maybe it was one of the last times I got sick. Anyways, Robin was like, yeah, you don't get sick when you eat your homegrown meat. And man, that's true. I haven't gotten sick since I changed over. Haven't felt even a twinge of it. I have reduced my fatty input. You know, my sick nights usually were influenced by bacon as well as the other ground beef or a lot of ribeye or something like that. And I definitely haven't been doing much of that. But it is a profound difference, I'm going to say. And man, you guys, you should see this beef I've got right now. It is unbelievable. When I got it, you know, I always tell my butcher, and we know each other now because we've been working together for a while, but I always tell my butcher, you know, make it as fatty as you can, grind the whole thing, put all the fat in, no trim. And he always, you know, is really kind and accommodating. But this time, when I picked it up, he was like, it's really fatty. And I kind of, you know, usually that's all right, relative, and usually it's really lean, right, because it's just all grass fed and they're small lean cows, they're Dexters. And he says it's really fatty, and I, you know, like I said, that's usually a relative, but man, it is fatty. And you should see it, you guys. Big yellow, bright yellow, like orange chunks of fat. Those cows were eating just really, really tall grass, tons of flowers, tons of a lot of, I guess the orange is the same stuff that's in carrots, whatever it is, beta carotene. So anyways, the fat in that meat is just, it's beautiful. And I'm loving it. It's been tasting great. I've been feeling really good. I've been eating about 2 pounds a day. They package it in like 2 pound logs. So it's been nice. I haven't really, you know, they're not exactly weighed out, but in terms of how much I'm eating every day, you know, I've noticed over these past few years, I don't really need to manage it, right? My body just sort of, whatever I want to eat sort of ends up being the same every day. And I got to say, having these packs that are just the right size is really nice, just about perfect. I'm just on a really stable eating regimen right now, and it's really paying off for me. So, you know, that's one of the things about Zero Carb that's really, really wonderful and really interesting as well, is just how simple it is and how it, you know, the returns are greater, it seems like, the simpler you keep it. And at first, that can be really tough, right? Keeping it simple seems so challenging when you're starting off and you've been, you know, your paradigm is to have variety and different foods all the time and all these flavors. But as time goes on, you know, you really start to appreciate the simplicity of a mono, ingredient diet, as it were. The flavor, you know, is not monotonous at all. It starts to become really what I look forward to every day. I think that is true for most folks. But more than anything, it's just that as time goes on, all that stuff falls away. Like all that, hey, Sarah, good morning. I'm so glad you're here. You can't get anything slaughtered until at least the beginning of the year. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it because Sarah says I'm here, she's out of beef and can't get anything slaughtered until at least the beginning of next year? And I'm assuming that's just because all your slaughter guys and your butchers are so busy, maybe? I know we had a little run on all of those services back in April or so, you know, when things were kind of uncertain. But now things are pretty stable here, and you know, the butcher doesn't seem to be extremely busy. I just picked all mine up, you know, a few weeks ago, and they were busy for sure. But it hasn't seemed so bad. But I'm glad to hear that you've still got some cattle. I know you have tons of cattle, Sarah, but I'm glad to hear you are guys are doing okay. Hope you can get some slaughtered soon. But yeah, it's been awesome. It's so easy, you guys. Zero carb is just so easy. And when you start, you know, I know it's definitely not, but this is just to give you hopefully some insight into how it gets, you know, the farther down the road you get. It doesn't get harder. You don't need more willpower, self-control. It just gets easier and easier and easier. Everyone is booked, even 3 or 4 hours away. Wow, that's incredible. I thought you guys had such a vibrant community of that kind of stuff that I figured you guys would have tons of people doing that. But it has been a busy season for everybody. And I do know that, I think it's probably a little different, in different parts of the country, you know, so good. I hope that you get through your backlog. Must be hard to see them out there on the hoof and not have any to eat. I'm sure you have plenty to eat, but it's nice having your own beef. There's nothing like it. So yeah, so it's been a good run for me. I've been feeling really good. Been really staying, like I said, just really strict with my food, and that's been awesome for me. I have been continuing to use my light salt, the potassium and sodium mix, and I am on the fence about it, to be honest. I think I probably need to try a run without it now, because I wouldn't say I've been getting more cramps, but I definitely am getting some cramps. I woke up with a cramp this morning that was bad in my calf, and it bothered me. And that has been, you know, once a week or so, which, like I said before, last time we did this was, it's not terrible, but, you know, the cramps are irritating. So again, you know, my frame of mind is that when I supplement too much, my body has a hard time balancing. And I do, you know, once I start adding the salt, it tends to creep up in amounts. Like I'll start and I'll use a little, and then after a few weeks, I'm using quite a bit. And so I think I'm using quite a bit of this light salt. I keep looking over at it, but there's not much left. I've kind of burned through that little container. And I've been adding some magnesium to my water and, you know, trying to balance a little bit and coming back to the other side of it and being like, yeah, I think I probably need to go the other direction. Hey, Linda, good morning. Nice to see you. Thanks for being here. So, yeah, so I think I might try pulling that all back and seeing how that goes. But, you know, I do really enjoy it. And, yeah, I just wonder. I'm not sure which direction I'm going. If it's, you know, and it might be just summertime and it's hot and I'm, you know, using more electrolytes. So maybe I just need more. But we'll see. I'm going to experiment with that. It isn't a big deal. I don't really get them too bad, but it does tend to bother me, especially when I'm surfing, because I get my legs dangling in that cold water and my calves will cramp up. And it's really irritating. So I had a great week this week surfing, by the way. We had some awesome, awesome surprise summer surf. So I got to go down to the beach and see all my friends. And yeah, it's been a good couple weeks here. So what else can we talk about? You know what? Let's talk about letsgetchecked.com. You guys know they are my home blood test partners. I really, really, really appreciate all your guys' support. This has been making a huge difference for me. And, you know, I just spoke with my buddy last night and he was like, hey, I'm starting carnivore. And, you know, I'm real excited, but I got to get to my doctor and I want to get some baseline cholesterol levels to see how I proceed as I go down the road. And I was like, hey, I got something for you. So, you know, I think this is such an awesome deal for us carnivores, we're doing something a little outside of the box. And, you know, if you want to get some peace of mind, get yourself information that you can use, look into these guides. It's really helpful for all of us, helping me out a ton. I really appreciate when you use it. So use my code, ZeroCarb, gets you 20% off. And go to letsgetchecked.com. Check it out. There's links in the description down below for my specific links that'll take you to certain tests. You know, obviously cholesterol, hormones are a good one. Vitamin E, vitamin D, vitamin B complex. There's a whole host of them, and they're awesome. So there's my little sales pitch that I do, and it means a lot to me, and it makes a big difference, I think, for all of us. So I'm really enthusiastic about it. Sarah says, do they do food sensitivities? They don't, Sarah, not that I know of. They do the responses to food sensitivities. They do have a CRP test, which is, what is that, C-reactive protein, kind of a an inflammatory indicator. And that's a really important one that we use in all of our, you know, like Crohn's or IBD reaction tests. So, you know, if I were to go to my doctor and he's wondering how what I'm eating affects me, he's going to use CRP and he's going to look at my inflammation levels, and then he's going to have me reduce what I'm putting in my body or increase, and in a few weeks test them again. And so it's really, really helpful. You can do a pretty good job of identifying whether the body is in an inflamed state using CRP. So that one's a really key piece of the puzzle, Sarah. So I'd encourage you to check that one out. So Sarah says she needs to do this with her daughter with epilepsy, which, you know, I think is a great idea. I mean, back, I've told you my story. You know, my indicators were things like I could see where my socks had been because the edema was so bad, you know. And so it was a long time before I started to put those pieces of the puzzle together and be like, holy cow, something I'm eating is making my, you know, making me hold water, and I'm inflamed and I'm swelling up and I'm inflamed. And it took me a long time to put those things together. And as I started to go to my doctor, and he started to, you know, when I was first discovering I was sick and looking for help, I was going to my doctor every 2 weeks. He was so concerned about me. So he was doing CRP tests, and it was really easy to see how that correlated to my inflammation levels. So yeah, so I think letsgetchecked.com, CRP is a really good test for all of us who are, especially if you're in the early stages and you're trying to see, you know, how you're progressing. Because most people who start ZC are going to have some element of inflammation, I would say, coming from whatever they're coming from. And as time goes on, that tends to basically go to zero. And that's been my experience. And that's one of the wonderful things about Zero Carb is that, you know, even if there's not any specific, like one specific symptom or one specific irritant, like celiac or, you know, whatever it might be, where you can't just put your finger on it and say, well, this is what bothers me and this is exactly what it does. Even if you don't have that, if you have that underlying marker that shows, you know, that you realize that you are being put in an inflamed state anytime you stray from this path, it's a really powerful motivator. Because if parent, you know, over time, you can see the correlation between when you are inflamed and when, for me, night sweats, you know, hives, diarrhea, on and on and on. You know, I get, you know, sores in my mouth, the skin peeling off the top of my mouth. You know, I little tiny blisters all over my fingers. I could, used to be able to just like peel the skin off my fingers when I'd have those blister events. I mean, all of these weird little things that seem totally uncorrelated and unconnected. And in, you know, for 40 years, I just thought were random occurrences. I would wake up sometimes with my upper lip, like just, I could feel it. I'd wake up in the morning. It happened once every few years. I mean, so random, so rare. But I would wake up, my upper lip would just, I'd feel like I got stung by a bee. It would just be a huge hot dog. And I'd just be like, where did this come from? You know, there was no indication. And at that time, I had no inkling of my inflammation or my condition. So I would just, was going through life, you know, like 24 years old. And I'd wake up with a giant lip and just be like, oh, whatever. And so, yeah, so, you know, we have these tools and resources now, and I'm old, but hopefully not all of you are. And you know, I guess a big part of it is I just wish I was aware of these tools and these indicators when I was younger and I could have paid attention to them. I don't know that I would have, and they would have made any changes. It's hard to say because I was stubborn. But who knows if that information was out there, how my life would have been different. So yeah. So Sarah says, I can't remember if you do well with pork. And Sarah says she believes that keeps her leg cramps away. She eats the wafer thin pork chops a few times a week. You know, Sarah, that's a really interesting idea because I do. You're right. Pork is a whole different electrolyte balance. And I talked about it last time. I don't know if you caught it, but you know, I do also worry that part of maybe some of my electrolyte, you know, or anything, is just because I'm eating my single source cows and whatever deficiencies they have, I'm going to have too. And so if my field is low on selenium, I'm going to be low on selenium or magnesium or whatever it is. And so pork might be a great way to moderate that a little bit because, you know, their diet is managed for the most part, you know, as opposed to my cows just eating grass. And they do have a different profile. And I do know that, the magnesium, is delivered, you know, like some people use magnesium spray with oil and get it through their skin. And some people use like Epsom salt. So I do think that there is different delivery methods of magnesium, and pork may, have some different element, you know, like whether it's just the fact that it comes with a lot more fat or whatever that carries it into your body better. And so that's interesting, Sarah. And, I've been struggling with bacon. It's been making me sick. So I have been taking a break from it. I actually have a little bit in the freezer that's been there for a few months that I, you know, we'll probably try again at some point, but I've been taking a break from pork, but I think you're onto something, and maybe I will go try some uncured pork. Maybe I'll revisit some pork chops or something, and see how that treats me. Cause that's really interesting. I did eat some pork belly a few months ago that was plain, and I felt pretty good on it, but wasn't looking for a correlation with, cramps. So, I need to revisit that. So thanks for that. That's great input. So I wonder how everyone else is doing out there. I know that, my schedule's all over the place. I want to apologize for that. I am going to settle in, I think, to this one. You know, like I said the other day, I realize that me not having a set schedule isn't great and sort of impacts, you know, whether you guys can be here or not. And, I do apologize for that, but like I said, there's a good reason for it. I just, you know, I really want to keep this. I just want to keep this light and fresh, and I really want to keep it a journal for me, something that I wanted, you know, that I wake up and want to do, which I did this morning. And so whenever I set a schedule, it starts to change. So no offense, just my issues, I guess. So let's see, what else? What can we talk about? So how about you guys? Are you guys having a good summer? Are you guys doing some fun stuff despite the strange situation out there and enjoying your summer? I hope you are. I really am. I'm not going to lie. It's been a challenge. I have had my ups and downs in terms of like, oh, I wish I could, you know, my beach is still closed. I still can't go out to the West Coast and camp like I normally would, since it's all national park or reservation. The reservations are totally shut down. They won't let anyone on, for recreation. And those are my main surf access spots are the two reservations. And then the national park is open for day use, but most of the good spots are places where you don't need to camp to be there, but most people do. And so they're just closed because they're overnight type spots, and the park doesn't have the employees. You know, we're out here pretty remote, so their summer employees are usually, you know, 20-year-old kids staying in the bunkhouses. And so they've shut down all their bunkhouses, apparently. I spoke with a friend of mine who works for the park, and they've shut down a lot of their bunkhouses, and, you know, they don't have co-housing, right, for the young people because of the pandemic. So at any rate, a lot of my recreational stuff is closed, and, you know, I was really hoping to be driving around in my van right now, but, no lie, financially, I'm fine. I'm not doing poorly, but I don't have any work coming. And so I'm reluctant to, you know, get out on the road until I, sort of stabilize my economic future a little bit here. So it's been a little bit tough, but you know what, you guys, it's actually been way more positive than negatives. I have been staying home and I've been a little lonely. It's sort of like, what am I doing? You know, I'm not. But on the flip side, I have been being here now. I've been staying in the moment. I've been working on my, you know, just positivity and contentment with where I am. I'm in an awesome spot. I have no worries. And so, yeah, so it's been an interesting summer, but it's been great because, I have had all this time to work on, you know, stuff that isn't a job building boats. So it's been awesome. I've been, you know, doing videos, doing these live streams, not a lot, but being able to do them regularly, which has been really enjoyable, and on my other channel as well. Growing my other channel as well, just putting some time into some new videos and really getting together with my customers and really, you know, feeling really involved there. And just feeling, healthy. I feel great. I've been continuing to work out and been able to maintain my fitness level for the most part. I am missing my bike. I think I told you guys I sold my bike because I have a new one coming, but it's taking a long time. So I haven't been getting my cardio as much as I'd like to, but I did surf this last week a couple times and it looks like there might be some today. So I've been having a great summer. To be honest with you, it's been almost like, you know, careful what you wish for, right? 'Cause it's almost like a dream come true, in terms of like what my, you know, responsibilities are and not having, you know, a whole lot of stuff to you know, mandatory blocks of time taken out of my day for work, stuff like that. And, I've been loving it for the most part. So I guess I'm just I'm feeling a little cooped up. I'd like to get in my van and load up my bikes and go for a trip. And that probably is going to happen sometime in the fall. At some point here, you know, I will get sort of a more stable base under me, as time moves forward. I'm doing pretty well. I haven't, certainly haven't been spending much money hanging out at home, not doing anything. So I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to, you know, a few months ago, my journals were all talking about me looking forward to traveling. So I think that's probably the, you know, the thing that's been the hardest is just that a lot of people are like, oh, we can't do anything, we can't travel, and they're usually always traveling. And for me, you know, I wasn't traveling. I've just been staying home for years working on my health. And so I was just getting ready to start breaking out of that. So it's been a little tough just because that was part of my personal journey, like my personal progression, was to move forward and get out on the road like I did a little bit last summer and a little bit the year before and start doing more of that. You guys could see how much joy that brings me when I was doing those things. So it's a little bit of just like, not so much frustrated that I can't do it right now. I mean, I want to, but more just frustrated that I'm not, you know, that those were big parts of my goal structure, my, you know, in terms of how I felt about, you know, my progress moving forward. And there were kind of things that I wanted, you know, I saw myself doing as my next steps. So now I just am sort of reevaluating. As a matter of fact, I just rewrote all my goals because they had a lot of things on them that really weren't relevant right now. You know, I can't be trying to be more social. I can't be trying to travel for surf trips or whatever it might be. You know, those were kind of some of my focuses, was aligning my situation here and my financial situation, everything else, so that I could get on a plane and go away for a little while. And you know, that's just not going to happen for the near future anyways. I've got a bunch of plane ticket money that I had spent and now is, you know, in wage or, whatever they call them, vouchers. And, I keep trying to go book a ticket for like after the first of the year and I can't book a ticket. You know, there's nowhere that we're allowed to travel right now. Because we've done such a terrible job of managing this thing. So whatever it is, it's fine. But I definitely restructured my goals and now they're just kind of saying things like stay here, stay, you know, be here now and work on your finances and get ready for, you know, whatever's next in the coming months. So anyways, I've been doing great. I've been feeling good. I'm actually super positive. Been having a great run here. Just mellow is all. Just nothing too exciting to share with you guys. I'll tell you what, I've been really enjoying, speaking of being here now and just being in the moment, I've really been enjoying my fish pond, my koi pond. I've just been being here now, just being in the moment, hanging out with it. And it's, you know, just giving me a nice, peaceful place to be and really just recognize that I am, you know, right where I want to be and right where I'm supposed to be. So that's probably enough for now, you guys. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are staying the course and making some progress. I will continue to do these journals. I'll come back. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate all your support. It means so much to me. You guys have brought me so far here. So thank you for that. yeah, I guess that's it. I don't have much more to say. So you guys have a great day. Have a great week. Couple weeks if it comes to that. I guess we're heading for a holiday weekend next weekend. So hope you guys have a great one. I'm going to try and, I said I haven't been traveling, but I am going to try and at least do a few nights overnight in my van this coming week. So we'll see how that goes. Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry you lost me, but she says she's taking in a homeless teen. It's been a huge, heavy workload. Well, good for you, Sarah, for helping out. And I know that's always what you're going to do no matter what. But I hope you can, hold up under that strain and, know that you're doing someone an enormous, good. So thank you for being one of those people. And please don't work yourself too hard. Take some time for yourself as well. You know, that's the most important thing. You can't pour from an empty pitcher, right? So take care of yourself, all you guys. And, thank you guys. So thank you for listening and watching. Thank you for your support with letsgetchecked.com. I really, really appreciate it. It's making a huge difference in my life. So if you can, please keep buying these blood tests. Zero carb is my code. You'll get 20% off. And that's it, you guys. I'm going to go enjoy my Sunday. Hope you guys do too. Make sure that you're, remember to be thankful for, all these peaceful moments and beautiful, instances that we're given each day. You guys, it's just a blessing that we get to be here regardless of how difficult it can be sometimes. So, all right, you guys, that's my sermon for the day. Hope you guys have an awesome one. It's great to see you guys. Thank you guys so much. And I'm going to hit the outgoing video and I'll see you next time. Okay, you guys. So talk to you soon. Thanks. See ya.